Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to HealthyLife.net, your source for positive talk radio. I'm Charisse, and you're listening to Charisse Unplugged. And today, I have a very special guest. I love to talk about tech, music, and fitness. Those are my worlds. And I have a dear, dear friend here, Rigo Colomna. Did I say that right?
No. Coloma.
Coloma. I've been saying it wrong for years.
You said it right.
Rodrigo, officially.
Yeah.
Do you have a middle name, young man?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I don't say mine either.
No, I like my middle name, but, you know, we'll keep it at Rigo, I guess.
So, Rigo.
Yeah.
Seriously, you and I have known each other a very long time.
We have. If I had to guess, close to 15 years. At least.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just about that.
I remember the day I met you.
You remember the day?
I remember the day I met you.
The day?
Well, probably a Friday or a Saturday, but I remember
tell me.
And what we were doing. We were at HD Grill.
Of course.
One of our favorite spots, of course.
Uh-huh.
I came into town to visit family, my brother, and whenever I did, we'd always get out and about for the music.
Because you weren't living here yet.
Not at the time. Uh-huh. Well, keep in mind, I grew up here.
Okay.
I grew up here most of my life, and then I moved away. I moved down south for a while, down to Corona del Mar, Laguna Beach for a while.
Oh, that's nice.
But then from there, and we'll segue into little itty-bitty parts between there, but I ended up in Las Vegas for a number of years. I moved to Las Vegas.
Oh, that explains all the glitter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then I moved back out here, moved back home for a year or so, then moved back to Las Vegas. So, and then in that time, I would come and visit family that was still out here, and friends. And this one particular time I came out, went to HD Grill. There was music, and there was that band that we know, those guys that are now more country than anything.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. And I met you. You were there amongst other people, many other people. Always met cool people there, still do. But I remember meeting you, and there was an energy that I really liked. I remember that. You had something about you. And we connected right away.
We really did. Straight off the bat.
It was a friendship just waiting to happen, I think.
I just remember what struck me so strongly was that, I'm from the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
There is a way guys act back there that they don't act here in California. There's a different vibe.
Yeah.
Not saying it's bad or good. It's bad. But I'm used to, you know, I was brought up with guys opening the doors, you know, just like letting women out of the elevators first, that sort of thing. Not a feminist thing, not an old fashioned. This is just their mom and grandmother would beat their butt if they did not do that. So I was so used to that. And then when I moved here, it was non-existent. And you were one of the only guys that were always like, oh, no, you first. And I was like, oh, still gentlemen out here. It really struck me because you still are like that. Nothing's changed. You're still the same kind of old-fashioned values kind of guy like that.
You nailed it, old-fashioned values. Mm-hmm. I mean, and even more so, you nailed it because you said, you know, moms and grandmothers would smack butts if that didn't happen.
Yep.
I was raised that way. My mom, my dad, you know, it's what you did. You know, it was taught to me. I learned it, but it's just in me now. You know, certain things that are in us that you keep, you hold on to, and you cherish. You know, I mean, my mom, I was proud to be my mother's son.
Oh, that's cool.
Because she, you know, she taught me. I've always said, and I kind of just said this too, we had a family reunion just a couple of weeks ago, and we all took a little time to talk about our mom and our dad. I've always said for years that, you know, my mom was my best friend and my dad was my hero, because I learned so much from both of them.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. 1,000%.
I didn't know you were so close with them.
Absolutely. So close to both of them. My mother growing up, she, like I said, she was my best friend. She taught me things, you know, anything from manners to how to cook. Play ping pong, you know, just, it was always her and I, you know, we traveled in France together.
Oh, wow.
My dad and I just, if anything, we did more than anything else is laugh. My dad loved to laugh. My mom loved life. So that's kind of where you see.
Wow. That's you in a nutshell.
Pretty much. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really is. It is. So, and I've always said, and you know, my brothers say the same thing. I'm like that, and I do the things that I do today for people, with people, because my mom's watching. You know, she is. She really is. I would hate to disappoint even if she's not here with me anymore. And so is my dad.
She probably would love seeing what you do right now.
I think she would. I think about her when I do the things that I do, and I interact with the people that I interact with, and you know, love life the way that I do,
mm-hmm.
you know, and my interactions and my relationships and so on.
She'd be
pretty happy.
I don't think a lot of people know that about you. Okay, there's a lot of things people don't know about you. I'm gonna dig.
All right.
And I'm just saying, Rigo has this luscious white beard right now that's long. It's like, what, 7 inches long?
Probably,
or so.
Yeah.
I knew you pre-beard.
Yeah, not many people do.
I know, it's so funny.
Yeah, I could walk into most places we go to, we see each other at, and there are so many people now that only know me with the beard that if I shaved and I walked into a room, they
freak
would wonder
out.
Where Rigo's at. They don't know.
Yeah.
You know.
They'd be like, no, dude, no.
Yeah, there aren't many people that know me with the beard. I mean, you and Steve and, you know, several friends. You know, Christine, of course.
Yeah.
She does. But just, yeah.
The old HTers all know.
Yes, those that are still running around. Yeah, there's still a good handful, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, the old HTers, you're absolutely right. Yeah.
And so, like, I got to see a lot of, like, your physical journey,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
Like, okay, one of the things that struck me, too, when I first met you is that you always dress so nice, and that's an East Coast thing as well. I mean, that was so rare. Like, you always had, like, the shoes and the hat and the da-da-da, you know?
Yeah.
And that doesn't happen in California. Southern California is very different.
Yeah.
Very, very different. So I want to talk a little bit, too. Okay, so Rigo, you've done a lot of things. Why Vegas?
Okay.
What brought you there? Let's start with that.
Okay.
Why Vegas?
So way back when 86, 87 or so, through the late 80s, I was living down. Well, I moved from here,
yeah.
from Redondo Beach, moved down south to Corona Del Mar, Laguna Beach area, lived down there for a while. My mother and father, I grew up right here in Lomita, so right down the street. I grew up Lomita, Torrance, Redondo Beach, Hermosa Beach. I mean, that.
You are not a transplant.
This is my home.
This is your backyard.
This is my home. This is my backyard. This is where my heart's always been, you know, for the place that it is and the people that are here.
Yeah.
It's always been my home.
Vegas is a lot hotter. Why?
Vegas struck me way differently. I mean, it was completely different from anything I'd ever known growing up here. My mom and dad, again, very close to my parents, very close family overall. We all lived here at that time, and mm-hmm. my father had retired, and they had a nice property in Lomita, and they knew, hey, if they sell in Lomita and, you know, do well,
yeah.
my father just having retired, they can do even better moving to Las Vegas. And mm-hmm. one of my brothers had been out there for a few years already, and he kept on saying, he was trying to get everybody to move out there. Everybody come out. It's great. There's so much out here. There's opportunity.
There was stuff.
There was a lot.
Uh-huh.
That was the boom.
Uh-huh.
That was the boom in Las Vegas. And I told him, no, I'll never leave the beach.
Uh-huh.
You know, my feet are embedded in the sand. I'm never leaving.
Yeah.
And then in 1989, my mother and father had sold the house, and they were getting ready to move. They were shopping for a house in Las Vegas still.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, they're going to be in Las Vegas, and I'm still going to be here. That's going to be tough.
So you would be by yourself if you were here.
Well, I'd still have the rest of my family, because at that time, it would have been them with my one brother that was living out there at the time.
Okay.
So I'm one of six, remember that.
Oh,
I'm the youngest
my
of six.
God, that's right. You have a huge family.
I'm the youngest of six, and so the brother up from me, Victor, he was living out there.
Okay.
And he's the one that was trying to get everybody to come out. And my mom and dad decided yes. And I thought, like I said, no, that's not for me. But thinking again, my mom and dad are going to be out there and I won't be near here.
Mm-hmm.
I won't be near.
Yeah.
I thought, and I was still fighting it. And then one day, I went on a camping trip with some friends, and I was in a bad, bad car accident. I rolled a Jeep up in the Kern River, and that took me out of commission for better part of 6-8 months.
How old were you?
At that time, I was looking at about, 23, 24, something like that.
Oh, man. Okay.
Yeah. Somewhere around those.
Ah, that's what this is.
Yeah, that's those.
I'm looking at some pictures of a gnarly little Jeep accident right here.
What was left of that beautiful, beautiful Jeep. I'd still have that thing today if that accident hadn't happened. Terrible accident. I rolled it. I flipped out over the top and landed on the asphalt on my forehead, and I was out for a while. It was bad. So, again, it took me out of commission, and at that time, my parents were still living here, so I had to move out of the place I was living in, Corona Del Mar, with some of my very good, closest friends.
Uh-huh.
Still friends with some of them today, actually. I had to recover. And at that point now, my parents are in the midst of looking and moving. And I thought, well, how about a fresh start? Let's do something different. Let's take the feet out of the sand, so to speak. And here I go. So I'm going to move to Vegas, too. And I'm going to go out there and see what it's all about, what my brother had been talking about,
uh-huh.
and I'll still be close to my parents. But I was still messed up. I suffered a concussion. I didn't work for months.
Were you out?
I didn't do anything for, like I said, the better part of 6-8 months.
Wow.
I didn't even work out. You know, we're here to talk about working out. Because before this, I was racing road bike, you know, riding from Corona Del Mar to Laguna Beach and around. I was lifting weights. I was playing racquetball. I was playing tennis. I was playing basketball. I was body surfing. I was doing everything. Dancing.
Wow.
You know, I like to do that.
So you were like always active?
I was doing something all the time. All the time. Yeah.
So you went from being active to just kind of...
Nothing. In these pictures that you see right here...
I'm looking at some hospital pictures here. You're bandaged up.
Yeah. I gashed my forehead.
Wow.
My face was pretty messed up in my hands. Luckily enough, no broken bones per se, but I did.
Oh,
I did rattle.
Lucky.
I rattled my cage pretty well, so to speak. I really hit hard when my head hit the asphalt. So,
yeah.
You know, I had dizziness for a while and I had no energy. And, you know, when something like that happens, it takes a lot out of you, you know, and it did, especially at a young age and having been so active.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, in these pictures that you're looking at, I weighed a whopping 155. So I was in shape. I was fit.
Yeah.
I could do anything. I would.
Yeah, you
I
look
would,
super lean and everything
yeah.
here.
I would run 10K. Somebody would say on Wednesday, let's run a 10K on Saturday, and I'd do it without even training. I just could do it. I always kept that up. When I was a kid, anywhere I went here in the Redondo Beach, Torrance, Hermosa Beach area,
yeah.
if I went somewhere, it was on my bike, not an e-bike.
Mm.
I was on a cruiser.
I hope
no
everybody
speeds.
Heard that one.
Not an e-bike. I would ride the hills all around. I'd ride the hills.
Did you
in Hermosa.
Actually use your leg muscles?
I used my leg muscles. I had very strong legs. I mean, once if you really want to talk into, you know, my bodybuilding and my lifting, I'll tell you some of that.
How do you go from active to, I mean, for mentally, how did you get out of that?
I was mush for a while. It hurt.
That could be really depressing.
It was depressing because things still hurt. My head still hurt. My body still hurt. And then, you know, you get a little depressed. You're not doing. You're not going and doing the things that you did.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, I had some friends and family. Obviously, family, huge.
Right.
Whole family supportive and was there for me. And then I remember one day we were at a family gathering, and this is just after the accident. And it was about maybe a month or so after the accident. And my sister-in-law, Karen, she said to me, "Wow, you looks like you're gaining weight." And I went, "What are you talking about?" Because I was 155, and I had crept up to maybe about 165, something like that, maybe just shy. And I said, "What are you talking about?"
Uh-huh.
Now I subconsciously thought, "Oh, my God, I'm losing it here."
Uh-huh.
And I told her, I said, "I would never get to 175. And about 2 months later, I hit 175. And it wasn't a workout 175. It was a chubby in bed 175, and I hated it. I hated it. I didn't like that at all.
So you gained 20 pounds.
In about 2.5 months just by sitting around and not doing anything.
Oh, man.
And then I realized, and again, remember how I used to do all kinds of stuff. Now I go to doing nothing. And then I decided, you know, I thought I'm going to go and just going to find a gym and just go and get back into something.
Mm-hmm.
And I did. I found a local gym,
uh-huh.
and I swore to myself I would just, you know, eat right and do cardio for the next couple, 2-3 months. Not even going to lift weights. My concentration was just get my heart back in condition,
mm-hmm.
get the vibe going, get the feeling going, get out of the funk.
Did you do bike, treadmill?
I did a little bit of bike. I did a lot of treadmill.
Uh-huh.
In Vegas, you can't do a lot outside because it's so stupid hot.
Yeah.
You know, so I found this gym and stayed in the gym. I went every single day to the gym. And then,
and it's also good for your mind.
Yeah, and I started meeting people, and this was a huge, huge segue into my lifting. I would go to the gym every day, and I told myself that at one certain point, when I used to work out before, I wore one of the weightlifting belts.
What, a Speedo?
No, well, that came later.
I want a picture of that.
I couldn't find pictures. not sure I would have brought that, but still.
Who else wants to see Rigo in his Speedo? Anybody?
Actually, you have seen it. I showed you the bodybuilding picture.
Oh, my God. You're right.
You have seen it. That's right.
I got to say, thumbs up. right on, dude.
Thank you very much. So, yeah, I made myself a promise. I when I went into the gym that first day and started just walking, I took my gear. I took my belt and my straps and my glove, thinking I'm going to have them with me so that I know that when I'm ready, they're with me. Although my idea, my goal, my intent, get on cardio and just, again, get the heart going, lose weight, and just start feeling good about myself just being there.
How long did it take for you to start feeling like I'm feeling better? Not just physically, but mentally, too.
Did it time-wise, it probably took a couple, 2-3 months.
2-3 months?
Yeah, give or take. Because when I took that belt, this is a big thing for me anyway. Everybody has their little tidbits that they do to take themselves to a next stage or a next level.
Yeah.
When I went in and I put my bag down, I looked at my belt, and this is the belt that I'd been using for years. I've had this belt forever.
Yeah.
You know, those big leather belts, you know. And I put this on. I couldn't even close it at the first holes.
Oh, that's
And I used to take
bad.
That thing. Yeah, this thing's got about, I don't know, 8 holes or so. And I used to take it down to... On heavy lifts, I take it down to, you know, to the very last one. No problem. Now I can't even go to the first holes.
Ooh, reality check.
Yeah.
Okay.
I put the belt down, took a big breath, and I said, I'll get back to it. And I did my goal. My intention was, like I said, just get my head in it and get my heart in it and get back, you know, get back
I'm
to
gonna
it.
I'm going to get in the first hole.
Exactly. Exactly. The hole is very important to me. Getting in the hole is very important to me. So, again, about three or so months, I kind of felt pretty good. I felt that I lost some weight, but I wanted to make sure that when I put that belt on, I was beyond that first hole. I wanted to know that I'm going to get this thing on, and I'm going to hit the weights. And lo and behold, I finally did.
Mm-hmm.
And I started moving the weights around. I started just lifting just to wake up the body. I was actually lifting pretty much probably every other day, but I was just doing the whole body. I was just waking everything up. I had no rhyme or reason.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to make my biceps scream and my chest cry, and just I wanted to do everything.
You wanted to feel that feeling
again.
I just
wanted to feel that feeling. I wanted to feel the burn, like they say.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's so hard because you're used to what you used to do.
Yeah.
And then you come back and you're like, you can only lift maybe a quarter. of what you used to
that,
do.
If that, you know. Right. I mean, I tried riding bike like I used to before. You know, like I said, I used to race road bike. I tried even doing that, and that was difficult. So I had a whole new journey ahead of me.
Wow.
And it kind of, I started thinking about it. I said, all right, this is going to be fun.
Uh-huh.
It's
going to
be a challenge. It's going to be fun. And what I'm going to do is something I never thought I would have been doing. Who, you know, couldn't foresee any accident. So there was that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was working out this one day. I'm probably now with the weights a good month and a half. And I'll never forget this day. I'm on the bench, and I'm just lifting, and I'm doing my thing. I'm in my zone. And these three guys come over. One guy, gosh, I forget his name, the former bodybuilder.
Yeah.
Beautiful man, just perfect bodybuilding figure. And he was working out with these two guys.
Uh-huh.
And they came over and said, hey, do you mind if we sit in with you? Do you mind if we use the chest press with you? And I said, yeah, no problem. You know, go ahead. And the guy that I told you, he was training these other two guys.
Mm-hmm.
And he started chatting me up.
Oh, okay. I want to hear more about this. This is going to be very interesting. We're going to be right back. We're going to take a quick commercial break. You're listening to Cherise Unplugged with my dear guest and good friend, Rigo. We'll be right back.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
When you need quality Auto Parts Warehouse is fast and easy. Always get the part that fits. Just enter your vehicle type to find the parts specific to your car. Auto body parts, mirrors, brakes, suspension and steering, engines and drivetrains. Need something yet? What about exterior and interior accessories or headlights? Auto Parts Warehouse has them. Top brands, great prices. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Auto Parts Warehouse.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to Cherise Unplugged, and we are interviewing my dear friend, Rigo. And I want to know a little bit more about what happened at the gym there. Who did you meet, and why, and what happened after you met these guys?
So here's where it really started for me. I was a bowl of mush for several months, got into the gym, you know, set my journey. And when I started lifting weights, it was the first, like I said, I had been doing it for a while, and it was, you know, I was starting to lift heavy, and these guys came over, and this one that you heard me say, and I just remembered his name was Bill. Bill comes over, and he was obviously training these other two guys, because he was just, like I said, a great physique. And
Bill the Beast?
Something like that, yeah. He was probably about 6'2", 6'3", not really competing in these days, but
mm-hmm.
you can tell that he did. He maintained his physique, and he maintained the philosophies that are bodybuilding and lifting and training and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And he just looked it. But he had such a wonderful demeanor. He just had a great delivery on what this was all about.
Mm-hmm.
And so he comes over and he says, do you mind if we share the bench? I said, no problem. And they came in, and now we've got three of us, because he's just, he would participate in the workout sometimes. This particular time, he was just training his two friends.
Right.
And so we rotated in. And then he said, hey, we're going to continue on. You want to work out with us?
Wow.
Okay, why not?
That's nice.
So I started working out with these guys. And we ended up doing another hour or so workout. I just followed what they did. And then at the end of the workout, you know, we talk. And he asked me, do you want to continue working out with us? You want to meet here again tomorrow? What are you doing tomorrow? You want to meet? I said, I'm just starting to get back into it. I've been doing this. I used to do it. And then I told him a little about what I just told you in a nutshell.
Right.
And he said, be back here tomorrow. So he invited me into this little circle. And long story short, I became part of this little training group. You know, we were three and he was the instructor.
Right on.
And
I don't hear that too often. Usually people are very clicky. They get the thing. So that's really...
I'll say that. I know, we were just talking. There weren't many things about Las Vegas that really got me excited about Las Vegas. Uh-huh. I was there for a long time. Uh-huh. Longer than I care to remember or admit, for that matter.
So nicely put.
Right. I'm a beach boy.
Yeah, so that makes sense.
There's nobody there that has any of the vibe of anybody I've ever met here back in those days or even today.
Uh-huh.
I love the people in the South Bay. Yeah. There isn't one person that I can honestly say I don't like. I like people, you know that.
Yes.
And for me to go out there, and it was hard to make friends out there, and to make friends in the gym, a place that's going to be my new world. This was a hit. This was awesome. And Bill, he invited me in. And so I started training with these guys and we kept on going, and we're doing this now we're going on. This is a serious.
Did he have you come in like three times a week?
We'd meet every day.
Wow.
Monday through Friday.
He literally said, come join us.
Yep. Monday through Friday. We'd meet.
That's really cool.
You know, we broke it up. I knew what I knew before, but now I'm learning from, you know, a real guy, a real bodybuilder.
Right.
And he gave me good information. He always led. He was always kind. He was always informative.
Mm-hmm.
He was always assuring. His presence was as strong as he was physically.
Oh, man. Talk about good timing for you, too, right?
It was perfect. The timing was perfect. And the other two guys, Tony, whom I'll talk about a little bit more in a minute, and forget the other guy's name, actually. Different story.
So many,
you know, we got along okay. We got along, you know, we started learning about each other and becoming friends. But mostly here, you know, we're a workout group. And I remember this one day, you know, because I've lost the weight and I'm gaining muscle. And I remember I went into this. I went from 155 to 175.
Yeah.
And then my sister-in-law told me that, and I thought, I'm a fat pudge now at 175, and I hated it. And so I lost probably about 15 pounds, and then I started working out, and now I'm gaining muscle. And now I'm gaining that size back, but I'm muscle, you know, over time. You know, now I'm about 170, 175. But
it's muscle.
It's more muscle. It's I'm stronger. I'm more confident. I'm feeling good. You know, I'm out of this. I'm completely out of this rut that I was in. I'm completely out of that mush stage that I was in.
Right.
So now we're lifting. We got a serious routine. And now it's to the point, like you said, these friends invited me in. And now it's to the point, like, if you can't make it, this is before cell phones. If I couldn't make it, I would call the gym, and I knew the guys at the front desk and all that. I knew the manager. I would call them, and I would let them know, hey, tell Bill I can't make it today. Okay. So I would relay messages and let him know I couldn't make it.
That's funny.
That's kind of what we did.
Yeah. I kind of remember that, actually.
Yeah.
Did you do it on your rotary phone?
Buttons. Push buttons. But for the most part, we did it every day. And so now... Again, this one, we're serious. Things are great. And this is the cool thing. We went from one gym, and we hopped over to a Gold's Gym. And in my head, I always saw Gold's Gym. And this is a plug for Gold's, because I wish there was a Gold's Gym right here near us. and there isn't. There used to be, and there isn't.
Right.
Gold's Gym was the perfect gym
That's
vibe.
That's the bodybuilder gym.
That was just the perfect vibe for me. The yeah. people, the again, the vibe, the movement, the energy, just it was just perfect for me. And we decided to take our training to the next level, and that was where to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were in there for maybe about a month or so, and then Bill came to me, he said, listen, I notice you're getting strong. I notice the changes that are happening to you, and it's awesome.
Uh-huh.
I told him, I said, it's because of you. Thank you. You know, I thought I knew stuff, but oh, my God.
He brought you to another level.
He brought you to a whole new level. And he said, just remember this. He said, your body's going to change, but don't you ever change.
Ooh.
I thought, all right.
Wow, that's big.
Yeah. Well, good segue, because I'm getting bigger. And these guys that are in the gym, they're getting bigger, they're getting leaner, and with that comes a big head.
Big ego.
Yeah, mm-hmm. A big ego.
Yes.
All right? And he said, just remember, you know, do what you're doing. You look great.
Look beautiful. Stay humble.
Yeah, exactly. He said, don't change. And I remember the day he told me that, and I thought, and when he said that, I embraced it, but I also thought, I'm going to do this. In that moment is when I thought, I'm going to get even more serious about this, and I'm going to do a bodybuilding show.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the moment. That's the moment you decided.
Exactly.
Because that's a really big moment that happens.
That was very poignant. The day he said that, I thought, I'm going.
Ooh,
I'm doing it.
Oh, goodness.
Now, let's pause here.
Okay.
And go back to probably when I was about 20 years old or so.
Uh-huh.
I used to go out a lot with my oldest brother.
Yeah.
My oldest brother, Gabriel. We'd go out, we'd play, shenanigans. And I remember he was always fit. He was actually the person that got me interested in lifting when I was a little kid, because he used to work locally here in Torrance at the Jack LaLanne that was over on Hawthorne Lameda Boulevard.
Oh, I have good memories of Jack LaLanne.
I'll go back there in a second as well. But he was always fit.
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell you the rest.
Okay. Okay, good. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Cherise Unplugged. You're listening to my dear friend Rigo. We are talking about his fitness story from a very, very sad, dark place to happy place. And we'll be back with more of how it worked out. Okay, so you see a product you like on your favorite TV show, and you're going to write the number down. But if you're like me, you run around trying to find that pen and piece of paper, which magically disappears every time you need them. Then when you get back to the TV, they're already on to something else. Well, now there's a solution. Seen on TV products have combined all the best TV offers online and in one place. It's one-stop shopping. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on the Seen on TV products. Then, who cares if that pesky pen or paper does a disappearing act?
I've heard of Bose for years, but I thought you had to be some electronic geek to appreciate the superior technology and sound that Bose is famous for. Well, I'm not too proud to admit that I was wrong. I found out that Bose is an advertiser on HealthyLife.net, so I just clicked through to check it out, and now I'm proud to say that my home is equipped with superior technology and amazing sharp and bold sound through my solid and compact Bose Wave radio and CD player. Thanks to HealthyLife.net and Bose, what a difference a click made.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. I love food, and I love to eat. The cooking and cleaning part, not so much. And then I found a link to the chef's catalog on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page, and I was happy to find all sorts of amazing recipes and tips on cooking, in addition to great chef-quality kitchen equipment and savings as well. Now I look forward to my time in the kitchen thanks to chef's catalog on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to Charisse Unplugged, and you are listening to my dear friend Rigo, who is telling us about his journey, about his accident, and his way into fitness. So, Rigo, you were about to tell me and everybody out there about what happened with your brother, how he inspired you.
Well, he inspired me, yeah. My brother Gabriel, my big brother. When I was a kid, little kid, he worked at Jack LaLanne here in Torrance. And he was always in shape. He never bodybuilded, but he was always in shape. Had a wonderful physique. And I thought, wow, that's pretty cool. This is before I really knew which I'd seen Jack LaLanne on TV doing the chair workouts.
You know,
my mom would do them, and I'd pretend to do them. But I never realized what a gym was. And then one day, they had an open family invite at the gym itself. And my brother took the family in to, you know, meet Jack LaLanne and kind of just walk around the gym.
You got to meet him?
I got to meet him. I got to shake his hand.
I'm actually jealous.
Yeah, I got to shake his hand. Sweet guy. You want to talk about energy. Oh, man, this guy was, he oozed energy. He oozed positive energy. He was just.
Really?
He was just a gem of a man to meet. I was so happy. And today, to this day, proud to say I met that man because he was so cool. He was an inspiration, too, because here my brother's my inspiration. Now he's taken me into the gym, and I get to meet Jack LaLanne, right. And I think, wow, this is really cool. So the funny thing is the very, very first gym I ever worked out in was Jack LaLanne, but I couldn't afford the membership.
Right.
I couldn't afford the membership at Jack LaLanne. So I went in, and I applied for a job as an instructor. And when they asked me if I had experience, I lied.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Me too.
I lied on the application that I had tons of experience. How can you have tons of experience at like 19, 20 years old, you know? But they took me on. They hired me as a personal instructor at Jack LaLanne. That's how I got my membership.
That's awesome.
So that's where it kind of, like, again, we're going way back. That's where it started. All right. But
that's a catalyst, though.
Yeah. Exactly. So fast forward a little bit again to, you know, my brother and him being a bit of an inspiration towards my bodybuilding. We were out and about one day, and I think maybe we had gone to the beach, or maybe we were in Palm Springs, I forget. But, you know, I think we're a poolside. And I looked and I go, you're looking kind of chubby. What's up?
You said that to your brother.
I said that to my brother, yeah. I said, you got a bit of a belly on you. What's going on? And he said, he laughs and he teases and he goes, well, when you're working and you got your kids and, you know, life takes over, you're going to have a belly too. And he's 30 years old at the time right now.
Right.
And I looked right at him dead in the eye and I said, I swear I will not look like you do right now at 30 years old. And we laughed and he said, you want to bet? And I said, whatever you want. And he bet me $10,000. That I would be chubby like him at 30 years old.
Oh, you picked an actual, like, age.
Yeah,
okay.
30 years old, because that was his age.
Very specific. Okay, yeah. Got it.
So now fast forward to I'm doing all this lifting with my friend Bill and my workout partner, Tony.
And how old are you here?
At this point now, I am, what am I looking at? I'm probably 27, 28.
Ooh, 30's creeping up?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, So, again, that's that with Gabriel. Now,
right.
Remember this conversation I had with Bill. And Bill, you know, really influenced me and gave me the drive.
Right.
And he paved the path. And then all of a sudden one day he says, hey, guys, I'm not going to be able to do this anymore. He's moving away or something like that. Family was moving or something.
Oh.
So it was just me and Tony and
the other guy.
Yeah.
We'll just call him the other guy.
The other guy. And he eventually was out, too. That's why I don't remember him.
Okay.
But Tony and I stuck it together. And we thought, I told him, I said, I'm into this. I mean, and he was, too. So we confided in each other. We decided together, we're going to take on this bodybuilding journey. We were there for each other. We were in the gym every day. Same thing. If you couldn't make it, he used to get pissed if I didn't show up.
Oh, yeah. You're his training partner.
Exactly. You know, we get bothered if we didn't show up.
Yeah.
You know, we'd train together. We'd eat together. Every day. And if we went in on Saturday and Sunday, we supplemented a body part and did extra cardio. You know, and then we started learning more, and he's doing his research. I'm doing my research. We're asking questions of the guys in the gym that we knew had information.
Like how to pick a show?
Yeah.
Okay.
How to pick a show, what to do, because there's a lot.
There's a lot.
There's a lot to do before the show.
Now, did you guys end up doing a show together?
We ended up doing a show together.
So yeah. Were you in the same, because there's different
yeah.
weights, and this, were you actually competing against each other?
I remember at one point. I was at work, and this friend of mine who he was more a power lifter. You know, he and I became friends, and he taught me a few things. And he said, "Well, before you go," and this is probably a good year before the show.
Mm-hmm.
He said to me, "If you want to gain weight and gain muscle, just start eating more than you're eating." So I started eating everything in sight just to gain more weight, and it kind of worked.
Yeah.
Nowadays, there's a little different science behind that
yeah.
that proves that.
It's a little bit of the old yeah, thinking.
A little bit of old school.
Yeah.
Again, we're going way back. But I did it. And all this to say, I did gain weight, but I gained muscle. I kept up on my cardio. I ate super lean. I ate super clean.
Mm-hmm.
And about two or three weeks before the show, and again, you're drinking water, you're eating the carbs that you don't need to be eating, just kind of your energy and all that, your different,
yeah.
you know, your different yeah. eating habits. About 3 weeks or so before, I'm at about, I don't know, 210, 215 maybe.
Wow.
And
a long way from that 150 guy.
Well, here's irony for you, all right? Here's the irony for you. Remember that 175 that I cursed?
Yes.
You know, that I said, oh, my God, that's going to be my turning point?
Yeah.
Well, my entry weight was 175. That was a top out for 175 because I went in middleweight.
Okay.
And
huh.
And I thought, well, crap, I'm here at I was about 210, 215. So I had to up my cardio. I had to change everything
mm-hmm.
if I wanted to meet that. And I did. I hit the. Now I was in the gym every day. I'm doing cardio every day. I'm eating much leaner.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, you have the muscle now, so
I
now
have the
you
muscle.
Can.
Now I'm burning.
Lean
now
it out.
I can lean it out. Yeah, I'm already. I've already got the muscle. Now we just got to find it. You know, I'm not chubby. I'm pretty solid. I mean, you saw the pictures.
Yeah.
And.
I saw the speeder.
I think I still have it.
Oh Lord.
Might be hanging in the corner.
I don't know. I don't know if this world's ready.
Yeah, probably not.
No, maybe they are.
Some might. You never know.
Yeah. So tell me about the show.
Now it's show day.
Okay.
I don't even weigh in. All right. I do the crazy water drink 12 hours before. You know what that is.
You mean dehydrating?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I do the water dehydration the day before. You know, I go in.
A lot of people don't know how the bodybuilding thing works, but you do have to, you know, long story short, before the show, you stop drinking water.
Yeah. You drink a ton of water. And you stop drinking a ton of water about 12 hours before.
Skin gets thinner and leaner.
Yeah, so all you do now is you're extracting.
So
I go in the morning of my show. I weigh in 175 on the dot.
Wow, you did it.
And I think I look pretty good. That was my show. It was fun.
Do you ever share pictures?
I do share pictures.
Where can people see pictures?
I will find them and show them to you. I actually have a video.
Oh, my gosh. Can people see these photos now?
I'd have to find them and send them to you.
Okay.
I'll find them and send them to you.
I don't know if we can tell the world about it, but, you know, that'd be fun to see.
It's kind of fun. It's a little silly. Remember, this was amateur, but it was still bodybuilding.
Hey, man, it takes a lot to get on that stage.
The video is on VHS.
We're going to get back to... we took another little commercial break, but we will be back. You're listening to Charisse Unplugged. You're listening to my dear friend Rigo about his bodybuilding journey, and we have a couple other things coming up.
Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
With so many wonderful authors appearing as guests on HealthyLife.net, you can easily support their work by browsing the Barnes & Noble link on our advertiser page. Browse for books, or even an e-book, DVDs, movies, music, games, gift cards, and more. Find the Barnes & Noble link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
A cut above the rest, that's what your hearing experience will be at Kasai Hair in Manhattan Beach. Imagine your haircut in a longer-lasting, movie star style at a lower price than high-end salons. Healthy, beautiful hair, free from scalp problems, hair loss, or damage. You won't find a better cut or experience than at Kasai Hair. So visit KasaiHair.com, or better yet, call for your appointment at 310-546-0023. 310-546-0023. Kasai Hair, 310-546-0023.
To get your message out, social media is great, but if you want to be picked up by major media outlets, let's face it, just using social media makes your chances, well, slim to none. If you want to improve your chances, put your message in the right place, a press release on PR Web. Affordable, easy to use, and with great customer service, there's no reason not to use PR Web. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on PR Web now and get started.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Charisse Unplugged, and I am dying to hear how Rigo's bodybuilding show went. We're going to talk to Rigo about a couple other things, but first, Rigo, what happened with your show?
So it's show day, and I'm nervous, excited. I walk into this place, and I see all the different weight classes, and I'm looking for all the guys in my weight class, and I see there's some guys that look good. I thought I looked pretty good. Uh-huh. I was told by my friends, my workout partners, you know, everybody at the gym, I was told, you know, I felt very, very confident for just showing up, for one,
uh-huh.
and then this being my first show. I thought I had a good chance. And, you know, we do the morning, you know, we weigh in, and then you hit the stage. You know, you go up the stage with everybody at first, and they, you know, the judges look at everybody, and then they take you away, and you come out one by one and do your pose. Mm-hmm. And then the nighttime is where you do your dance. You know, you do your posing to music.
Right.
So we go out, and I'm lined up with maybe about 12 other guys, and all shapes and sizes. Guys you can tell have been doing this a long time. Guys you can tell that, you know, just started training last week. You know, it was a whole array of stuff.
Right.
Little did I know that I never stood a chance. I thought I did. To be honest, I was disappointed because the guys that took first, second, and third, they had been doing a while. They already knew. It was already a thing.
Yeah.
So I never had a chance.
It was your first show.
It was my first
There's
show.
There's no
exactly.
way.
Exactly.
Especially guys. It's a lot harder for guys,
in
my opinion.
I felt good that I even went up on stage, that I was able to present myself the way that I did, and I looked the way that I did, you know, after having looked the way that I did a long time before, you know.
Yeah.
A few years ago.
Doing a show is more than just getting the muscle. It's the posing.
It was
that
the posing,
is the art form.
Posing without cramping. You had to. You didn't want to hydrate. Not, you know, you're not hydrated, you're going to cramp.
Right.
You know, so you see guys with, you know, 12 bananas. You see guys with calcium pills. You see guys with all kinds of stuff backstage just to avoid cramping. They had to carry one guy off, actually, because he was so dehydrated. His calf cramped. He couldn't walk. They had
That's
to carry
rough.
Him. So I was afraid of that. And I didn't hydrate. I went, and lucky for me, I was okay.
You did good?
I did pretty good.
Did you do the tanning?
I did the tanning. I did the tan lotion. It looked terrible. But yeah, it looked terrible.
Because now it's like so pro, done with the spray tan.
Exactly. I showed people pictures and they go, that's not you. Because also I had hair in those pictures as well.
Yeah.
So, well, what was left anyway. So very little of it.
Now it's on your chin.
Yeah, it's all on my chin. All gray.
That is so cool. So you literally transformed from an accident to an active kid to an accident that set you back to fighting that sadness, to almost like, you know, you can get depressed.
Yeah.
And fighting that, because it's like, who are you again? And then you became better than you were before.
Exactly.
And I bet you learned so much from that. What would you say is your biggest takeaway from that experience?
That I could do it.
That's big.
That I could do it. You know, I never thought I could.
Did it give you a lot more confidence for other things?
Immensely. Mm. Immensely. It gave me a confidence just as a person. It gave me confidence to actually, I could do anything I wanted, you know. It gave me confidence with family, with friends, with work.
How so? I'm sure somebody else would love to know this. That's why I'm asking.
I just felt that I had this present, because people would ask me, you know, just out and about in the grocery store, wherever, at work, people that, like at work, the people saw my journey.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go, wow, you really did the show. And they would ask questions. And then I would be, I'd be just walking in the supermarket and people would say, what do you do? How did you do it?
Right.
So people are approaching me.
And that feels good.
It did.
Yeah.
It did. And
because you actually become
people.
A motivation for people.
Exactly. I love talking with people. Yeah. If I can make you feel good or I can make you laugh, that's my energy.
That's what makes me love training as well.
You and your music as well.
Yep.
Both things. And that's why we connected when we connected years ago.
Yeah.
So it made me feel better about my presence in front of other people, that I could do that, no matter how I look. Because eventually, you know, I changed. I didn't keep it up forever. Obviously, not right now. But I always kept that mindset. Again, back to what I was saying.
Now, here's your question. Would you ever do it again?
Knowing what I know and the journey that it is, I would. It would be very difficult to jump back right now because I haven't lifted like that in a lot of years. I try to stay active.
It takes a long time to get that rhythm back again.
Yeah.
I know. I did 2 shows, and it was exhilarating and the hardest thing I've ever done in my life at the same time.
Very difficult.
And it's like, it was hard on the family, too, because it's not, when you do a show, it affects everyone around you.
All I did was, I worked graveyard shift, too, on the job that I had. I worked, I ate, I worked out, and I slept. That's all I did.
That's all you can do.
That's all I could do. And if you're not doing any of those things, you're cooking.
Yep, exactly.
You're preparing meals.
And that's it. That's all you have time for.
So real quick about the meals, I want to go back to my brother Gabriel.
Uh-huh.
He's at my show.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Him and his wife are at the show.
Right.
Now, remember the bet that we made?
Yes.
10, 11 years prior.
$10,000 right there.
$10,000 that I'm not going to look like him at 30 years old. This is June of my 30th year.
Uh-huh.
All right, I turned 30 in January of this particular year.
Uh-huh.
The show is in June. He shows up.
Yeah.
His wife, Debbie, was deathly afraid that he was going to have to cough up $10,000. So after the show, I went right up to him. He was there. My mom and dad were there and all that. And I walked right up to him and I said, where's my 10 grand? To this day, he owes me $10,000. Gabriel, if you're listening, I'm waiting.
He's still waiting.
Yeah, still waiting for that 10 grand.
It's in the mail. It's in the mail.
Well, he lives down the street, so he could have
waited. Oh. Gabriel, where are you?
Yeah.
that's awesome.
That's the journey. It was fun. I learned so much, and it was very self-satisfying, fulfilling. It was a journey that I couldn't replace with anything.
That is so cool. And, you know, there's very few people who can actually talk about having that experience, because it takes a certain mindset and will and drive.
That's exactly it. Desire.
But speaking about money, what is this other little side bit that you have going on? What is this?
Yeah,
so. You like coins?
Here we go.
Tell me really quick about that.
See what anybody knows when I say numismatic advisor.
Well, sorry. Is that English? I don't know. What language is that?
Numismatic, that's the study of coins. Okay. And what I'm trying to say there is rare coins.
Okay.
U.S. coins at that. I don't really delve into foreign coins.
Do you collect them?
I do a little bit, but I am more along the lines of a rare coin consultant. So you tell me what you've got. I can tell you what you've got.
Okay.
You are looking for something very rare. You are looking to add to a collection, start a collection. Anything coins. I've been doing that for almost 6 years now.
That just trips me out. Okay. Yeah. No, known you a long time. Mm-hmm. I never heard beep about a coin. Never, not once. You know what? You need to be on my next show. You need to be on another show because there's more I need to ask you.
Thank you.
Okay?
I'd love it.
Would you do it?
Absolutely.
I would love that. We're going to be right back. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Cherise Unplugged, and we'll be right back, everybody.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Cherise Unplugged, and you are listening to my dear friend Rigo and his journey between bodybuilding. And did you hear about the coins? What? I never knew about this.
Rare coins.
You wanted to say something.
So we were talking at the beginning of the show how when we met about 15 years ago, it was through the music and because of the music.
Uh-huh.
And I love coming to hear you perform. You don't sing. You perform. You're such an amazing performer.
Thank you.
And I love you for the energy that you bring when you do that and what you bring to everybody when we come see your shows. And you're so kind that you always let me play percussion with you.
Yeah.
And do you remember when one of our favorite places here nearby, Boozy's, was closing?
Oh, yeah.
And I came to play with you and Steve?
Oh, yes.
And you were so kind to me. You let me play the whole night. It was fun. We had great energy. And you included me in the night's, earnings. And when I was looking at stuff to bring to you today to share pictures and stuff, I found this.
What is that?
This is a $10 bill that you gave me that night as part of my earnings for playing percussion.
Hey, man, you earned it.
Just wanted to say I've got it. And I'm so happy to have this and have you in my life.
Oh, you can't get rid of that.
No, I will not spend this.
Rigo, I am so... That's awesome. You just touched my heart. You got to keep that.
It's not going anywhere.
I am so happy that you were on my show today. I have so many other questions, so we're going to have to do this again, okay?
Absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, you were listening to Cherise Unplugged. I want to thank Rigo so much for just joining me and being here today and sharing his really motivating story on how health, fitness really can really help change your life. And we're going to have more interesting stories coming up on our next show. But thank you so much for joining us. Have a great day, everybody. Take care.
Thank you, Cherise.
Thanks, Rigo.
Thank you.